Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Good evening and
hello.
Welcome to Fearless Generations. We're glad you're here.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox and I am here with Terry Sayer, and we have a lovely guest coach with us tonight. We're going to be talking about step 9, intention. Self-doubt decreases, and I'm excited to get started. Terry, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing good. And our special guest coach tonight is Sylvia McIntosh.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to be back with you, too.
We love it. So we've all three of us have had a pretty big weekend, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sure have.
Yeah. Terry and I did a Pathway to Change workshop in Tulare, which was amazingly fun. And we had some really amazing participants as well. And Sylvia did Fearless Life, right?
Yes, I did Fearless Life on Saturday.
She did a Fearless Life workshop in Ohio.
Yes, in Ohio.
There were a lot of workshops going on this weekend, which is pretty crazy cool. There was one going on in New York City with our fellow certified trainers, certified Fearless trainers, Tara and Sabrina, and then Jen, I don't know how to say her last name, was doing one in Maryland, and I want to say there was somebody else doing one too, but maybe not. Maybe it was just us. But still, all over the place, which is so cool. So cool.
Bissy was going to do Stretch, Risk, and Dive.
Oh, that's right. Bissy was doing something
so
today
that was
too.
All from New York City.
Yeah. Which is so awesome. So cool. Uh-huh. And Christine Flynn was supporting the workshop in New York City, too. So don't forget her as well. So, yeah, so much stuff going on. The Fearless message is being shared. Exciting, exciting.
It is exciting. So, Terry, it's been so well-received.
Yes, yes. I'm going to let Terry go first and share a little bit about her week, and then I totally want to hear about how your workshop went.
Okay.
Well, as Kelly said, we did this month, we're talking about intention. So we had this amazing training in Denver where I can't remember how many people were there now, but there was a number of people trained to be certified Fearless trainers. It was the second business in a box training in recent years. And I participated in that as an observer because I was trained a year and a half before that as a trainer. And this group is just like so amazing. They're on fire and they've gone out and they're doing all of these workshops. And what that intention of theirs and that they're following through with, their commitment, just excites me to be even more committed to doing workshops because it's an amazing way to spread the word of fearless living to a number of people at one time and help guide and direct them to their next step, which might be private coaching, it might be a meetup group, it might be a book group, it might be another workshop, but to get them excited about and see the potential for growth in their life through the Fearless Living program. And so that was the result of our workshop. And I know Vicki had the same result in hers. And Sylvia's already shared some on our group. Jen shared today. And I'm really looking forward to hearing how Sabrina and Tara and Christine's workshop went because I haven't seen a post yet on our Facebook group. And I'm sure they'll post soon. I did talk to Sherry and Larissa today, and they were very excited about all all these workshops that were going on. And it's just so motivating to see so many people just jumping in there and doing it. And we're learning so much from each other, because every time someone shares, it just helps to clarify the things that we're each doing in our own little sphere of influence. So it was very exciting to do this workshop. This is the second time that I've done the Pathway to Change workshop, and the first time that I've co-facilitated with Kelly. So it was Fearless Generation's first workshop where both of us were able to be in front of the room. And it was just wonderful. It was wonderful for me, not just as Kelly being my business partner, but being my daughter. It was such a moment for me to be able to see her be so confident and not have to have her eyes glued to the manual, but to be able to just have her notes and participate. And I think a lot of support for both she and I is that we've been doing this blog radio show on the 12 steps, which is what the Fearless Pathway workshop is, the Pathway to Change workshop. And so we had a lot of, I think, trust in our knowledge of the content, and it just went so smoothly. So it was a pleasure to be able to do it with her. I just can see us doing many more workshops together as we develop our, our rhythm and our way of working together. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I thought it went really well. I feel like our energy played off each other really well. I think we definitely have a couple things we want to tweak and we want to improve on, but I think that overall the experience was really awesome. And Terry, you mentioned that you were talking to Larissa and Sherry today. Why was that?
I had my oral exam for my up-leveling to advanced CFLC, Certified Fearless Leader Coach. So I had my oral exam today. So my last step is... Yeah, thank you. So my last step now is to have my exit interview with Rhonda Britton on Wednesday. So
yeah, and then Terry's going to be advanced.
So awesome.
Yep, so she's going to be graduating with you guys at retreat. I know it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's going to be up-leveling with you as you graduate. Or did you already graduate at last year's retreat, Celia?
No, I didn't graduate. I didn't complete until November, so no, I'll be graduating.
Okay, yeah.
My whole class will be graduating together this June, and I think that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, yeah. Graduation is so amazing. Rhonda really makes it special, and we really try our best to hold the space so that it can be as special as she wants it to be. So it's really fun, really fun. And I'm so excited for retreat. Woo-hoo! Terry and I are leaving on Monday to fly out to Minneapolis, and we're going to be participating in Fearless Conversations Workshop, which is 3 days before retreat. And then we are supporting the retreat. That's something that we have been doing. This will be our fourth year in a row of supporting retreat. And that is the next 3 days. And then we're going to do some adventuring the next day and a half, and then we fly home. So it's going to be a big, big week next week. So we're really excited for that. Okay, so Sylvia, tell us what... how was the workshop? I am so excited.
Well, Fearless Life is the one-day workshop that's based on the book Fearless Living, and it covers the four major no's, the no expectations, no excuses, no beating yourself up, and no complaining, and their antidotes, which would be the no expectations, the antidote is intentions, which is what we're getting ready to talk about. Complaining, the antidote is gratitude. No excuses, the antidote is to do the life log and learn where your time is really going and how to to make more conscious choice about what you were doing instead of just letting things happen. And then, of course, the antidote for beating yourself up is the acknowledgement. So it was really an exciting workshop. We had a nice, intimate group. We were meeting in somebody's living room, so it just was a beautiful setting and a very cozy setting. And intention was one of the things that these, and it did happen to be all women, but it was one of the things these women found most helpful. Kind of like I had when I started the Fearless Living training. At first, intention was hard for me to understand. It's, well, I'm willing to practice something, and it, but it wasn't supposed to be practice doing something so much. It was practice being something. And initially, I found that rather confusing until I finally got a hold of the concept that it's choosing how I want to be present. So I can practice patience as a means of how I want to be present, or practice cherishing innocence, or practice just being loving. And so it helped. The thing I love about intention is that it keeps me focused on effort and process rather than result. Because most of the time, unless I'm working by myself completely, most of the time when other people are involved, things are going to happen that there's no way I can anticipate and no way I can control. But I still get to choose, now that I know how to do it, I still get to choose how I want to be present during whatever it is that happens. And this focus on the process has been hugely freeing for me, because I grew up being very tied to the result all the time. So if you weren't done, then you didn't get credit. And when you were done, then you had to make it better next time anyway. So you still didn't get credit. And now I get credit for my effort. And I love that. I found it to be hugely freeing and helpful. And it just really supports me in feeling good about myself and being honest. Being honest with myself and being honest with others, because now I understand that by living in intention, choosing how I want to be present, that because the process is more important than the result, it gives me more room to be honest about who I am, and it gives me a greater ability to accept others as they are, where they are, instead of having some sort of personal criteria for how they should be that has nothing to do with their background.
Yeah, I think, in, of course, what intention is one of the 12 steps in the pathway to change. So we spent some time on that as well. And while I was thinking about that and kind of preparing for my oral exam today, there are two things in the Fearless Living book that really stood out to me when I was going through the program, and that was the four A's and the risk formula. And I think that both of those have a lot to do with intention, because the risk formula is to release attachment to the outcomes, like you were just talking about, no expectations, and then investing fully in your intention, and then standing for your truth, which is the whole concept of honesty, and then keeping kindness a priority. And I think part of the Pathway to Change workshop is, I think it's the same for all the workshops, is you talk about compassion for yourself and others, and then honesty, and then accountability. And these all just, for me, they really fit together so that you can be in that process and give yourself space to be in that process and not to be tied to an outcome. And that's, and taking risks in that way, which we've talked a lot on our show about, the getting out of your comfort zone and taking risks. If that's the risk formula, then releasing attachment to that outcome and investing fully in your intention is really what helps you to stand for your truth and your honesty. And then overall, keeping kindness or compassion a priority was one of the things that really stood out in our workshop. Don't you think, Kelly? It was just helpful to help people see what their passion was, to see it, how love fit into it, because there was that idea of compassion, honesty, and then accountability, which is really investing in your intention. So I was thinking about that for tonight. That would be something we could give our listeners as a tool, is both that risk formula and the four A's, which is acknowledging your feelings, allowing time to process, asking what am I committed to, and then acting on your commitment. And that's really the way to take action in order to honor your humanity and get into the process and move forward. So I just wanted to kind of share those two tools, and maybe we can put those up on our website as tools for investing.
I think they're already there.
And, yeah, but I think we haven't talked to them for a while.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the fact that we have a tool section on our website, but I believe that, the four A's are on our website and the risk formula is on our website. But, good stuff. Yeah, the focus for tonight is self-doubt decreases. And I think Terry talked about it a little bit when she was talking about how when we were doing the workshop, we felt like we knew the information and we could really trust ourselves. I think that in intention has a lot to do about trust. And trust actually follows intention. It's step number 10. And I think that when you are in a routine of practicing an intention and you're living it on a daily basis, or at least reminding yourself of it on a daily basis and practicing trying to, you know, live it better each day, that's what helps your self-doubt decrease, because you're proving to yourself on a daily basis that you're willing to practice doing something that's important to you and something you're committed to, and to your process, that you're committed to your process. And I think that helps you trust yourself. So when you trust yourself, that self-doubt is going to decrease. And my intention actually is to trust myself more fully each day. And so that definitely has decreased my self-doubt and has allowed me to kind of step into who I am and my passion and purpose and have more confidence when I'm standing in the front of the room, or when I'm on this show, or when I'm in a circumstance that has nothing to do necessarily with coaching, just in my life. I'm able to stand in those circumstances with less self-doubt because I practice my daily intention of trusting myself. So I think that trust has a great deal to do with intention and in building that muscle. Intention can help you build that trust muscle. So if that's something that's a challenge for you, or if your intention is to be more kind, or if your intention is to be, patient. If your intention is to, see more positive things happening in your life, to be more positive, whatever that is, it's going to build that muscle. So intention is kind of that, you know, that 1 pound and then that 3 pound and then that 5 pound weight. You know, you're slowly building up your muscle of whatever it is that you're practicing. So if you see something in your life where you're like, I'd really like to be stronger in that area of my life, write an intention about it, and that's going to help you get stronger there. I think that's the best definition I can give of why you would use an intention, because
I have another
it helps
example.
You get stronger.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I have another example I could share.
Okay, go for it.
3 weeks before this workshops taking place, and I was trying to get some materials together, and I was starting to kind of freak out about how was I going to sell all the spots that I had available and get people to come, and would they believe that I was worth, you know, was I good enough at whatever this workshop was to make it worth their time and worth the money and so on and so forth, and got myself totally freaked out about it. So I called one of my support buddies, one of my classmates, and just started venting to her. And then she just kind of stopped me short and she said, "So what's your intention?"
Mm-hmm.
I realized I had totally forgotten intention. So I had let myself get focused on whether or not I could sell the spot. And by talking to her, we worked out my intention was to practice inviting people to the workshop. So by focusing strictly on inviting, not whether or not they said yes, just inviting, then it made it so much easier for me to put it out there because I'm not responsible. It reminded me, the intention of focusing on inviting and asking reminded me that I'm not responsible for whether or not anybody chooses to do it. And whether or not they choose to do it also probably has very little, if anything, to do with me. It has to do with where they are. So I'm putting all kinds of things on them that are not on theirs and taking things on me that are not mine when I forget to live in intention.
What a great awareness. Awesome.
Regina's another good coach.
Yeah, I get caught up in that. I get caught up in that too, because I feel like, I mean, I've been inviting people to workshops, not just ones with me in it, but ones with, you know, where, you know, Terry's facilitating and I'm supporting, and I felt a little less pressure with that because I'm promoting her. So, you know, I'm comfortable with promoting her and her ability, and I'm totally confident in the fact that people see her as someone who knows what she's talking about and they don't question her. But when I put myself in the mix, it did change it a little for me, you know, like, are their, you know, expectations going to be different because it's me and her. But I probably invited more people to this workshop than I ever have. And we still didn't have a very big group, but, you know, I let go of the fact that, you know, well, it's not me that they're not coming for. it's their own, or it's the, you know, the timing, or it, you know, whatnot, but it's not me that they're not coming. So, yeah, I love that you shared that.
Good. Thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah, because that's really one of the things. When you look at the process of intention, the process is that our intention is to practice our skills, to provide the information for those who are ready, and to spread the content of fearless living. That's our intention. Our intention is to bring that into the world so that people can recognize their own humanity and see their own greatness and reach their own dreams and goals. And so we can invite and invite and invite, and we have no control over who comes. And so whoever comes are the people that are supposed to be there and that want to be there. And so we learned a lot, even though we had a very small group, we learned a lot about ourselves. And I went a lot deeper into some of the principles and was able to set some really good intentions for myself going forward. So it is focusing on your intention and your why that you're doing that really gives you the ability to stay in that space, you know, of the process and thus grow yourself.
Yeah, intentions are powerful tools when we remember to use them.
Yeah.
Yes. Isn't that the truth?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I mean, there was quite a few years because I started doing fearless living about 12 years ago, and there have definitely been points where I've gone, you know, maybe even a couple of years where I'm just like, I totally forget that I have these skills and these tools, and then something will happen and I'm like, oh my gosh, Kelly, you have the skill to help you. Why are you not using it? And I'm so thankful that, you know, we're very, you know, very active. And it's mainly because of this blog talk show, which is one reason why I love this blog talk show, is that, it brings me to Fearless Living once a week, you know, at the least. And so, and it's reminding me of all of these skills and these tools. It's deepening my learning and my understanding of these skills and these tools. And so, I forget a lot less often. I'm not going to say that I don't forget, but I forget a lot less often all of the different tools that I have available to me, like the risk formula and the four A's, like Terry brought up tonight. You know, because I might just stop at, you know, feel your feelings, act on your commitment, but that there's, you know, a lot more to that, to that particular saying than just that, that could support me, you know, at any given time, you know. So, and I have my overarching intentions, but what about daily intentions, you know, or, you know, when I have a specific situation going on, an intention that, you know, supports me and helps me through that specific situation. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I don't always necessarily do those. So, you know, it's the tools are there to support us and help us, and we can expand upon them and take them deeper as much as we want. And I think that's what's amazing about Fearless Living is that it never stops. It never gets old. You can always go deeper. You can always expand wider. And, you know, and Rhonda proves that herself, you know. She's still growing and expanding and deepening her own fearless, you know, fearlessness. So I think that that's really inspiring to see that I can continue this even further, and how, like, amazing is my life going to be just even, you know, a year from now, when mm-hmm. I continue mm-hmm. to use these steps and move forward and step into these, you know, these new opportunities and continue to use my tools.
Yes, they are wonderful tools. They are very versatile. They work mm-hmm. on the job. They work in family. They work with friends. They work. And I think one of my favorite things is, first and foremost, they work in with me. Just in mm-hmm. how I deal with myself, talk to myself, think about myself. By learning how to transform that and turn those conversations and my relationship with myself into something that was positive and constructive through the use of things like intentions and acknowledgments and the risk tool and the four A's, by being able to be nice to myself, it has mm-hmm. made it possible for me to be much nicer to other people.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
All right, we are sadly almost out of time. So it goes so quickly, and even more quickly when we have good friends to share this time with. So is there any last thing that either, well, I'll let Sylvia go first, and then Terry, you can go. Last bit about intention that you would like to share.
Not that I can think of at the moment, so I would just like to thank you for inviting me to be a part of your program again. It's always a joy and an honor to be here and to get to participate, and I think it's awesome that you guys have this program out there so that people can learn more about fearless living from the comfort of their own home.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for participating. I'd like to just say publicly that after our workshop, one of the things that I made a commitment to do was to write a daily intention in my gratitude journal. I do write mm-hmm. my gratitude and acknowledgments every day, and so I'm going to add an intention, a daily intention for that specific day, and then I'll be able to share that with you in our next session next Monday, just to see what, you know, what does that do to strengthen my resolve to be committed to my intentions.
Awesome. I'm excited to see what it does as well. Well, we thank you so much. We thank you, Sylvia, and I thank you, Terry, for being here on the show with us. We thank you, listeners, for keep coming back each week and spending this half an hour with us each Monday night at 9. And we ask that, please check us out on Facebook, respond, ask us questions. We'd love to interact with you on a more interactive type basis. And until next week, be fearless, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.